Yo, what is up, everybody? I'm feeling good as fuck. Finally, for once, man. For once, feeling good as fuck. For a while, man, if you guys been watching this podcast, I've been like, last 2 months just stressing the fuck out, trying to keep it together, though, you know? And I realized it's the fucking gym. I needed it. I needed to go back and just punish myself like I usually do. So then the pain that I put myself through is, you know, everything else during the day or the week pales in comparison. Feeling good, guys. I think I'm over COVID. Let's get this started. I wanted to just, some things I wanted to talk about. Feeling good, why I'm feeling good, and, you know, what supplement regimen I've been taking to get some really good sleep for once, man. Holy shit. I want to talk about how there's contests for getting vaxxed. You see, like I need to go back to the gym right now. I got to go back again. Just thinking about the contest for... And then, if you guys didn't know, the mayor of New York announced that he is a... only going to allow you to enjoy New York if you can prove that you're vaxxed. And yeah. Some fucking weird times, bro. We're living in the movie.
Public Yemeni number one.
Yo, what is up? So, yeah, man, feeling good. Coming back from the gym, just finally doing it. You know, like I realized that that's what it boils down to. It just boils down to fucking making yourself go through more pain than what anybody else can put you through. And bam, all of a sudden, feel good as fuck. Got some shows coming up. I really should stop putting these up there. But if anybody's in LA, and if you're seeing this live, by the time this comes up on audio, these shows have probably already been done. August 12th, Fourth Wall Cafe. This Friday, Comedy Chateau. Next Friday, Comedy Chateau. Following Sunday, August 22nd, back at San Diego at the Madhouse. That's on a Wednesday. No, that's on a Sunday. Then I'm back at the Madhouse September 8th on a Wednesday for two shows. And that's about it so far. Thinking about going to London, you know. Myself and Trey Stewart are trying to see if we can book some stuff in London. I never promote any of my shirts, but if anybody wants any, I got one of these. I got Public Yemeni t-shirts. The font's yellow now. This is the prototype that I'm wearing with the white. But right now it's black and yellow, just like the old Public Enemy logo. So you cop that at mikefromdetroit.com/shop. And then also I got these fucking shirts. This shirt I fucking love, man. It's basically just a picture of an airplane flying over the Middle East dropping bacon. And it says, drop bacon, not bombs. I only wish, right? We could win them over with bacon. That's basically how I look at it. But yeah, support bacon. Wow, feeling good. Shout out to PAX. If anybody's doing, they didn't even ask me to sponsor this, but this is what's up. I bought one of these vaporizers where you can put flour in it and then like just real like weed, and then like vape that as opposed to those oils, you know. Back in 2013, I bought this when I first moved to LA, and 10-year warranty. I'm like, oh, that's cute, 10-year warranty. Sure thing, bro. So I like looked it up and bought it. Fucking 8 years later, the thing broke. I emailed them. They tried to get me to fix it over the email. It didn't work. They sent me a brand new one. I was like, that is what's up. Good customer service there. Maybe I can get them to sponsor me. I don't know. But that made me happy. I was just like, fuck yeah, bro. That's how you run a company. When I buy something that says like 10-year warranty, I'm like, okay, bro. Everything that comes my way, I'm like, yeah, sure. But yeah, Jason Bacon, what up, though? Yeah, where is Bolty? Everyone's running late. Yeah. So, I don't know if I talked about this in the other podcast, but this shit's been fucking helping me out, man. Like, I've been sleeping good as fuck. Like, lately, I haven't been sleeping that good because I've been having this, like, neck issue that fucks me up and shit. And then trying to dope myself. I tried everything, bro. Getting drunk. That sucks. Weed. I found out weed. Thank you to Huberman Podcast. You guys should listen to that if you're into, like, science, health, and shit, bro. This guy had a sleep scientist on there with him. They fucking talked for 3.5 hours. And one of the most disappointing pieces of information that came out of that was weed fucks up your sleep. Motherfucker. So yeah, he broke it down. Like he says it disrupts REM sleep. Same thing that alcohol does. So now I've been monitoring my sleep with this app called Sleep Cycle, man. And bro, so I've been like incorporating no weed before I go to bed. I take magnesium threonate, about 400 milligrams. This is according to like Huberman. Is it Anthony Huberman? It's the Huberman Podcast. He's a professor. He's like a scientist. Magnesium threonate, 300 to 400 milligrams. Apigenin, bro. This stuff, it was really hard to find. So I wasn't even taking Apigenin, which is just like the extract from chamomile. But I ended up getting chamomile instead, and it still worked. But when that Apigenin comes in, I'm going to let you know what's up. So magnesium threonate, Apigenin 50 milligrams, L-theanine 100 to 400 milligrams. But then he also says if you're a sleepwalker or you have night terrors, to just stay away from fucking L-theanine. Apparently it'll like really, really make your dreams weird and vivid. Dude, that magnesium threonate and that L-theanine. And once I fucking incorporate that Apigenin, man, so far, bro, I'm fucking sleeping. Usually I sleep like 4 hours recently. Now I'm pulling like 5-6 hours and shit. And that's it, bro. Just need some more pussy in my life. How's it going, Jason? What's popping with you, bro? You got any questions? You got any concerns? I'd like to know. But yeah, magnesium threonate and that Apigenin and that L-theanine, bro. Holy shit. Like to me, it's like, it's interesting. Like I'd be listening to these like science podcasts often, just trying to like pull some type of information from people that know what the fuck they're talking about and shit. And then incorporating those things. Fucking great. Ben Greenfield is also another good podcast I could recommend that you should. I have a fly in my house. Do you hear it? This motherfucker is fat, bro. He's in my house. Well, I must have left the fucking screen open too much, but he's one of those flies where you just, man, you can hear that, those fucking wings. It's just loud. He's a loud flyer, you know? Like, like obnoxious, you know, Middle Eastern guy type, like too much cologne, fucking just aggressive with everything, you know, has a fucking fight on a phone in the middle of a funeral type motherfucker, you know, just aggressive. Like this fly will fly around me and it will change the atmospheric pressure around me. I can know when it's near me. That's how big and aggressive this fly is. They're so fucking stupid too, because he was on the screen trying to leave. I was like, all right, fly over there. Open up the fucking screen. Motherfucker don't want to fly. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Oh yeah, Jason, you say you're having a hard time sleeping, man. I'm telling you, dude, just get on that magnesium threonate. That's the magnesium you want, because that right there, 300 to 400 milligrams is the one, because out of all the magnesiums that are out there, this is the one that's able to like pass the blood-brain barrier, you know, according to this. Listen, I'm not a fucking idiot, all right? But according to this scientist, the idea is out of all the magnesiums you can take, this is the one that can really get in the brain and shut down certain parts of your nervous system in the brain to keep you from, you know, waking up, you know, in the middle of your sleep or something like that. Like he said, it shut down the executive function of your brain. I guess the part of your brain that is all about the problem solving and thinking about the future and the past and to-do lists and all that fucking shit. And, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that. That motherfucker, it just shuts it down. And then that apigenin, 50 milligrams, and L-theanine. And also, like, I'll post it up. Let me post it on the thing, bro. There you go. I am thinking about getting a fucking producer for this show, because I really want to take this to another level. I think I'm going to need me some help. But I do love doing this podcast. I haven't gotten a guest on in a minute because COVID. I probably got COVID, you know. I know I had it. You know, I didn't want to go out, get anybody sick, so I didn't get tested or anything. But, yeah, it was it. It was definitely it. And it was just a cold. It's basically a weird cold that didn't want to go away for me, thankfully. Other people are not fucking having that type of luck. But, you know, shit. Now I got a fucking gnat in here too, bro. Damn, everybody moving in rent free. Pieces of shit. Yeah. But yeah, I'm feeling good though. That's the keys. Like now I'm back out. Was at the Laugh Factory last night, hanging out, saw Tony Rock, crush it. Jay Farrow, crush it. Some good shit, man. I'm trying to like work my way into the Laugh Factory. I have not been hanging out at the Laugh Factory much. I'm thinking about doing that more often. You know what's fucking killing me more than anything is this sick feeling that I'm having right now when I like see how everyone's like handling this shit. The contests that they're having right now to get people to vax, like Chattanooga, this article I found out, they're having a vax for cash See on the screen here. Get vaccinated for a weekly chance to win cash and prizes for a shot at winning $1,000. Jesus Christ. What they really want to do is go straight up China on your ass. That's what they want to do. What they want to do is they just want to like show up with like the type of military the IRS sends you when they find out that you owe them 5 cents for 30 years, but then because of interest, now you owe them your life. And then they just show up. They just show up on your front lawn with guns and they take you to jail. It's really funny. Like with the money, no problem, bro. You know, fuck you, you know. But then when it comes to this, this is what they really want to do. What they really want to do is just be like, take it, bitch. Excuse me as I drink water. Gotta hydrate, my friends. That's what they want to do. They want to just roll up in there and be like, United States of China. That shit just fucking scares me, man. This is cute. This right here. Hey, sweepstakes to inject yourself. Now, listen, man, this shit is fucking, it's not to say that COVID is not scary, man. You know, I'm seeing all kinds of people that I know now just in the hospital fighting for their lives, you know? I mean, I'm not trying to say that the stuff is not real. I'm not trying to say the stuff is like not dangerous. A lot of fucking people are dying from this, you know, even though you look at it and those people that are dying, like typically a lot of them are old, right? I mean, that's not to say that old people should die, but it kind of like puts it into perspective overall. Then a lot of it also, people had comorbidities. I just fucking had to look that shit up, man. I hate that word. Comorbidities. It basically means that you got underlying shit happening. Other things. Or two, multiple ailments, you know? Like overweight and diabetic, you know? Handsome. When ugly people would love that shit, bro. This fucking COVID vaccine fucking killed out all the handsome people. Well, shit, now's my time. Also, I've noticed like people who are either ugly or think they're ugly, they love the mask, man. They want that mask on all the fucking time. That's what I notice. Like they're happy to just have the mask on. Like they'll leave the store where you can take off the mask, but they're just like, I'm all day wearing the mask. I think that's what people in the car with the mask on is people who know they're ugly. They're just like, I'd rather you make fun of me for wearing a mask in the car than seeing this face. Maybe. It's fucking crazy, though. This whole mask thing really, really is funny, man. It's like the United States of Islam. Everyone's got to cover up. You're getting shamed for not covering up. I don't know where you guys are, man, here, but out here in LA, bro, they are like, it's interesting. It's interesting. Nobody's really, does anybody really think the masks are going to protect us the way you think it's going to protect you? Like, and then they just doing like backwards ass shit too. Like this piece of shit at the gym, there's a guy that walks around and he just loves to like flex and like, hey, you got to wear your mask. Hey, you got to wear your mask. It's all he does all day. I got one motherfucker just walking around policing, pointing fingers, telling, hey, put this cloth over your face. And the thing that pisses me off about it was this motherfucker was walking around with the type of mask that everyone has already said, doesn't protect anything. It's one of those, it's like a skiing, like if you go skiing or like snowboarding, it's this type of like, mouth thing that you can put. It's like very elastic, you know, and you put it over your face to block like the cold, right? But the actual thing, the fabric is kind of like a bandana. It's like when you're breathing through that, everything is going through there. Like it doesn't even really protect from water droplets because the stitching is so fucking wide. It was one of those type of things where everyone knows that's not a fucking mask that you're wearing, buddy. And then I realized he's just walking around acting like he's got a mask on, telling people to put their fucking mask on. And the people, they're actually wearing real masks. Do you know what I'm saying, dude? It's just like in a perfect world, like if this was a cartoon, man, you know, just pull out a rocket launcher. It's okay. We'll see him again after the commercial break because it's a cartoon. Bro, the nerve of this guy just to walk around and I get it. He's doing his job. So I showed up today with his mask because fuck you. Nobody really gives a shit. I got one of those ski masks, but it's not a ski mask. It's like a thin fabric thing that goes like under your, just whatever. I came out, I started wearing that. And it was great. I could actually work out on that because I could actually fucking breathe because it doesn't work. I never had to take this thing off one time. And you know what's funny? It's like the LA Fitness in Hollywood. It's the one on El Centro. The gym, almost every part of the gym that you're in, you could see the swimming pool. So it was just like glass all the way around the swimming pool. Right. So as you're working out, you get to watch, like look into a fishbowl of like Korean people mostly that are just, you know, wading in the water and nobody there got to wear a mask. Just hear me out. I'm working out in a gym in front of a fucking window. And on the other side of that are people swimming, also using the sauna. There's a sauna in there without a mask on. Like literally the person without the mask in that building was maybe 20 feet from me, just on the other side of a glass. Okay. And then to make matters worse, they opened the door. So they have the door that's usually closed, like only like the employees are allowed to use this door to like go into the swimming pool from the gym area because you're supposed to access it from the bathroom. You're supposed to go through to the locker rooms, and then you access it that way. But no, they had every door that goes into this fucking fishbowl, a COVID petri dish fishbowl. They had every door that's pacing the gym, and they left that wide open. So while this motherfucker who's not wearing a mask is telling me to put my mask on, we're pumping the entire fucking gym with Korean COVID particles from the swimming pool area. It's just so stupid. It's so fucking stupid. Like, yeah, Jason, you're right. Jason goes, I started looking at hand sanitizers. They're all empty. You guys see what I'm saying? That's what I said a couple of podcasts ago. The liberals gave up, man. They gave up, you know? And it is. It's all virtue signaling. Yeah. So to me, it's like really, I don't know. I'm just having a fucking like, a very relaxed meltdown. Meaning, I had a really good fucking workout. I'm good to be back at the gym, and I'm back at myself where I'm like mad zen. Like, I'm like pissed off, but I'm chill about it. Because I got my workout in, and then I got high. So, I don't know. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling more like myself. I'm still mad at the world. But for the right reasons, I think, I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong. I hope nobody thinks I think I'm a fucking expert. I think I am a piece of shit. But one with good intentions. Yeah, vax sweepstakes. How about giving us health care, motherfucker? What is this shit? To me, it's just like another diversion for them to make themselves look like they're doing something, all the while just getting us to fight over each other over these dumb fucking politicians, man. Like a sweepstakes. Krispy Kreme. Oh, you see this shit? Come on, bro. Fucking Krispy Kreme.
It was a moment to celebrate.
I don't think I can overstate how excited we are right now.
Krispy Kreme announcing this week a free donut every day this year for anyone who could show their COVID vaccination card.
Jesus Christ. That's exactly what you need to fight COVID. Processed sugar, motherfucker.
Every single person who goes out and gets that vaccine brings us that much closer to a post-COVID America, which we're really excited about. And so if we can show our support with a little tasty treat, then that's what we want to do.
But for some, the idea was anything but sweet. Amid the online celebration from donut lovers, some pretty sour remarks. Those against getting the vaccine calling it discrimination. Looks like you are part of indoctrination of American citizens, wrote one. Another writing, I can't believe people actually fall for this propaganda.
I wrote that to them. No, I didn't. But that's, I mean, hey, one of them is, looks like you're part of indoctrination of American citizens.
Krispy Kreme addressed vaccine hesitancy, calling it a highly personal decision and offering a free donut and coffee to everyone on Mondays until May 24th. But then some started weighing in on donut weight gain. One doctor writing a donut a day could result in 15 extra pounds by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Others questioning the heart health of the deep fried treat. For Kate Burnick, who wrote an opinion essay about the criticism for NBCNews.com.
Listen, man, this just proves that we're fucking fat asses, bro. We're all fucking fat asses. Like, fucking fat, bro. Fat and poor. That's what we are. Hey, how do we get the Americans to take the vaccine? Well, they're poor as fuck, so let's do sweepstakes. We'll throw them a bone. We won't even throw them a bone. We'll throw them the cartilage. We'll give them $1,000 sweepstakes to inject yourself with a poison. Hey, what else? What else, man? That's smart. You dumb poor people love sweepstakes. What else, Jeb, that's, there's already a politician named Jeb. Jebediah. That's the same name. Cletus. I like Cletus. Cletus. What's another idea, Cletus? Oh, well, well, hell, we're all fat. Oh, no shit. Well, then let's get them. Let's hand them fucking donuts. I mean, they're doing it everywhere. You know, hey, Alexa,
Shut the fuck up.
I'm feeling really good, guys. I know you saw me get mad at Alexa. Okay. Did you see what I just did to Alexa right now? That's not nice. That's just not nice. That is... ugly fucking stupid robot that's gonna sooner or later one day kill me, tear me limb from limb, because the next model is gonna have thumbs, opposing digits, where it can manipulate its environment, and it's gonna have all these recordings of times where you were just mean to Siri or talked shit to fucking Alexa. Shut up, Alexa. I like the fact that she's like, huh? You said my name? And then you tell her to shut up. And she actually doesn't say anything. So that's good. That makes the Middle Eastern man in me like really happy, you know? Shut your... go to the kitchen. Make me a sandwich. Or a baby. Do your job. That's mean, guys. Okay, that's a joke. I didn't mean that. All right? What the fuck was I just talking about? Sweepstakes. Donuts. My friends that are listening to this, please take care of yourself. Okay? Like, better than I'm doing it. Because apparently, you know, I'm all like, I feel good today. And then I got mad at a robot. Ugh. So instead of me telling you to take care of yourself, let's take care of ourselves together. Let us come together and take magnesium threonate and L-theanine and apigenin together at the same time before going to bed to get an extra hour or 2 hours of sleep a night. You know what I'm saying? Get vaxxed. You want to get vaxxed? Get vaxxed, bro. We live in a free country, except for New York. New York is not a country, first of all. Second of all, they're getting really crazy right now with the whole fucking vaccine shit. But take care of yourself, guys, because, you know, the way these governments right now are like trying to get us to take the vaccine. It's like, yo, it's just like it's an easy way out. You know, just take the vaccine. That's all you got to do. Meanwhile, I know people who got COVID, then took the vaccine, then got COVID again, and it was worse. Now, that could be all kinds of factors, right? Like, I'm going to tell you right now, if there's one thing you can fucking do right now, just try to sleep better. That's all, bro. That's it. When I caught it 3 weeks ago, it was all because I was out partying like I usually never do, on top of it not sleeping that good, on top of it like just staying out too late and too many fucking nights in a row, drinking, not sleeping that good, grinding the next day. I don't do that often. Usually I'm at home. I come home, I rest, I make sure I take good care of myself. But those 3 fucking days fucked my immune system so much that I got sick. I can't remember the last time I've ever gotten sick, you know? And, yeah, just take care of yourself, man. Fuck all these fucking politicians and their dumbass approaches to everything. It's all lazy, and it doesn't come from a place of caring. It comes from a place of, how do I shut these motherfuckers up? How do I get elected again next year? Fucking Cuomo resigned. Thank God, bro. Thank God. That shit makes me happy as fuck, bro. So happy. I hope we can fucking Me Too more of these motherfuckers. Like de Blasio. When's this motherfucker gonna start, like... Okay, so he gave... They're launching this August 16th, 2021. He's talking about this in a way that just scares me, man. I don't like this. Like, when I watch what he says in terms of what they're going to be implementing in New York, it feels dystopian as fuck. It feels like I'm watching those end of the world movies where we see America in a way where no way America would ever be like that. And the thing is, like, it's all done in a cute way. It's like, oh my God, so this is what we're doing. And I care about you. You fucking dead. You dead-eyed piece of shit. Look at his fucking eyes, bro. His eyes are not fucking real. He's a fucking lizard. Anyways, watch this. Let's just watch this.
Delta variant, we will continue our recovery and we will ultimately beat COVID. So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass, the Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city.
What? Who the fuck are you, motherfucker? This is fucking disgusting. Well, I wish we lived in a cartoon, man. You know what I mean? Because at least I can get the satisfaction of smashing him into a flat pancake with a fucking giant anvil. Feel good about it. And then at the commercial break, he's back. He's back. He didn't die. He's still here. Looney Tunes. That's why I wish the world was like fucking Looney Tunes. So I can just get my aggression out. I'm this type of fucking behavior. What the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck does he think he is? Our dad? The keys to New York City? What? Oh, you can enjoy New York City if you fucking conform. Listen, this is, I'm not trying to say don't get vaxxed, people. This is not what I'm saying. By all means, I'm not saying that. I think if you feel you need to get vaxxed, get it. And if you feel you don't want to get vaxxed, don't. I don't give a shit. I can't control anybody. I want real freedom. I want everyone to just do what they want. There is no collective good. You know, like I had Sean McGettigan on my show one time, real good friend of mine. This motherfucker tries to break down about how, look how amazing China did it. How fast China did this. Like he really believes in communism to that fucking point where he's just like going, look at what China, look how China did it. It's like, dude, you're talking about a country that already has been caught many times lying and keeping information away. Come the fuck on, man. But this is the mindset of a lot of my liberal friends now. They got this idea of like, no, we know what's good for you. And they're applauding motherfuckers like this.
This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But
what is this, fucking Legend of Zelda? The fuck, bro? This is a fucking video game now? Oh, this is downloadable content? Is that what this is? This is a downloadable content thing for New York City now? Hey, you can still come here, you know, but you can't see the strip clubs because you haven't bought that pack. How do you get that back? Well, you got to get vaxxed. Oh, man. Okay. Go to the front. Get vaxxed. Oh, man. Look, now I can get ringworm from the stripper. Ah, again, not saying don't get vaxxed. Get vaxxed. Telling you. You feel like you need it. Get it, man. Some people have concerns of taking it. And rightfully so. Some people have had adverse reactions to other vaccines and don't want anything to do with vaccines. They have a right to stay away from it. Like, these doctors don't know everything, man. You don't know how many times I've had doctors tell me one thing and then I would have to do further research or get another opinion and then I find out that wasn't the thing. Especially a lot of these doctors now, man, they're so antiquated in how they look at the world. Like, the doctor that I have right now, which I can't wait to change, but I'm in an HMO, so I'm like stuck with the guy. But the doctor that I go to now, you go into that freaking office and everything is just take Advil. And I tell him, I'm like, Advil's bad for you. Like, they've been proving that that's not good. It like actually triggers your body to, in the future, make even more inflammation. So then you're even more dependent on this fucking poison. After I told the doctor that, she was like, oh, well, it's up to you. But if I were you, I would take Advil. Try to figure out what foods are causing this inflammation. Maybe you should stop eating so much sugar or whatever the fuck there's. And then a lot of it, I found out I mitigated through diet. Just had to cut out certain things out of my diet. And then all of a sudden I was back to normal again. But this bitch is trying to poison me with fucking drugs. So my point is that like some people have some type of underlying thing or they just kind of feel, hey, you know I have this heart problem and I don't know. I just don't think I want to take this vaccine. We don't know why people are taking it or not taking it. And I just don't think it matters. This idea of the greater good, you know, this communist idea, then go to China. Go move to China, man. Go to Canada. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to live there now in Canada with how restrictive they're fucking being. I'm glad that we're here. But fuck, man, go to China. And this motherfucker, this fucking piece of shit. I'm sorry, I'm fucking like, guys, I still feel good, okay? Just letting you know, you're seeing passion here. I'm very relaxed as I'm fucking disgusted at this turd that I'm looking at right now. This white turd that I'm staring into his fucking dead fisheye stare, fucking robot lizard piece of shit. And this is so fucking un-American, you know? Like I've served in the fucking Marine Corps, and you hear a lot of people say that, oh, I served in the Marine Corps and I didn't serve for this. Bro, I didn't fucking, none of us should be fucking okay with this turd. And this whole thing of like, oh, you can only enjoy New York City like you want to if you're vaxxed.
If you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life. The key to NYC Pass will be a first-in-the-nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose. This is crucial because we know that this will encourage a lot more vaccination. We've seen it already. We've seen the impact of the mandate we've put in place for city workers already starting to move people to vaccination. We've obviously seen the positive.
We've seen it work with city workers. That's your argument for seeing how it's actually working? City workers? That's not, you fucking tyrant. You fucking turd tyrant. You're basically saying that it's working because you threaten people's livelihood. I'm going to fucking take your paycheck, bitch. Hey, if you don't fucking do this thing, you don't get, you don't know, keep your cheddar. You know what I mean? You have to be out on the streets looking for another jab. It's fucking oof. That's your fucking example. Your fucking example is this is going to work because we already threatened our fucking city workers with losing their jobs. And they did it. Ugh, I'm going to play that again. I even had a hard time saying city workers.
Indoors will be, if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose. This is crucial because we know that this will encourage a lot more vaccination. We've seen it already. We've seen the impact of the mandate we've put in place for city workers already starting to move people to vaccination. We've obviously seen the positive impact of incentive as well. The goal here is to convince everyone that this is the time. If we're going to stop the Delta variant, the time is now. And that.
Fuck, bro. Okay, guys. I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm just not okay with that. You know? Oh, I'm sorry I didn't see some of the guys coming here. Yeah. Robbie says, I have to go to the other side of the fucking world to fix my teeth. Fuck this healthcare system. Yeah. A lot of people do that, though. A lot of people do go to places like Thailand for cheaper healthcare. And I don't blame them, you know? You know, somebody says, yeah, goodbye, New York City economy. You're right, Tarek. That's another thing. Like, you know, I hope the New Yorkers fight against this, man, because I also feel bad for the livelihood of how's this? You can't go to the gym anymore until you get vaxxed in fucking, bro. It's right here. Look at this. On the video that I just played. Indoor dining, indoor fitness, indoor entertainment, and performances. So it's just like, it's already, they're like, hey, you know what will make you healthy? Is if we restrict the place where you go to get healthy. Yeah, I care about you. Now inject yourself with this fucking poison that has to be frozen. I was trying to come up with a joke for Frozen, but I got nothing, and then I got depressed. But I'm feeling good, guys. I'm feeling good. I'm telling you right now, man, this is fun. This is fun. I mean, you know, it's fun, guys. It's fun to watch all of this unfold, you know. And to me, it's like, what are these politicians doing? What are they hiding from us? You know what I mean? Like, to me, when a politician starts flexing in this type of way, they are fucking hiding something. They are fucking hiding something. You know? Like, I don't know if you guys remember when Clinton got that blowjob from Monica Lewinsky, and then she, like, came out and was just like, yo, look, I got this dress. He nutted on it. Then they started to impeach him. You know what Clinton did right away? Went to war. Instantly. All of a sudden, Kosovo was a fucking problem. And it was a pretty interesting, like, political move, because he killed two birds with one stone going into Kosovo, right? One, he got people to stop talking about his blowjob, okay? And two, he got to go save quote-unquote Muslims from a genocide who happened to be white. That's not to say that they shouldn't be saved, but my point is that it was really a good way for him to sell to white Americans that look at these poor white people we should save. Then at the same time, pointing to the Muslim world going, look what I'm doing for Muslims. Mind you, during this time, he was trying to broker a deal between the Palestinians and the Israelis. So it's like, I see this shit right now with this de Blasio fucking turd piece of shit. And you can't tell me this motherfucker ain't hiding something. Cuomo had to resign because he's a fucking pervert piece of shit. I hope this dead eye, fish eye fool, this fucking, god damn it, bro. I'm getting really mad just thinking about this. This idea that this is what they're going to do on a government level, and that we are okay with that shit. And that there's people out there that are like, oh no, you should just get it. No, you should just shut the fuck up. And again, like I said, get vaxxed. You know, I'm somebody who's like, I encourage you to get vaxxed. If you feel that it will protect you and it will help you, and you've, you know, you've done your research, you it makes you feel safe, then do it. Definitely do it. And then let the other people who don't want to do it choke on their own vomit. I mean, but you'll be vaxxed. But then there's that other thing, right? That, like, people who are vaxxed still get it. And then the argument is like, you know, it might not fuck you up as much. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to calm down with this fucking story that I'm going to tell you fucking pieces of shits. You guys are not pieces of shits. I'm lying. I'm going to fucking just switch gears. All right. Cause like, sometimes I like getting mad like that. I like, well, how politicians be doing dumb shit like that. And then it makes me mad. Cause it takes me back to my olden days. You know what I mean? Cause I'm from Detroit, you know, Dearborn specifically, but like we lived in the poor, super poor side of Dearborn, you know, like the way east corner of Dearborn. Like Detroit was two blocks from me, you know? And, you know, you grow up in an area like that, man, it makes you hard, you know? You hard because, like, the environment, the people there are hard. People want to fuck with you. Fucking winners, you know? I mean, that's just a lot of fucking hardships that you got to deal with in Detroit, man. And then when I moved to LA, this place, bro, like, I think it made me soft. Like, it really made me soft. You know, like, I remember I was here for 1 month. When I first moved here 8 years ago, I was here for 1 month. I wasn't even here a full month yet. Then I get a phone call from my boy, Tariq Salamasi from Detroit, you know, this hardcore boxer, calls me up. It's like, hey, cuz, how you liking L.A., bro? How you liking L.A.? And I said, it's lovely. And Tariq goes, bro, you just said lovely. And I was like, you're fucking right. I never say lovely. Why would I ever fucking say lovely? Lovely was never a word that came out of my fucking mouth until I moved to LA. That's how I instantly started getting soft, bro. My vocabulary changed, you know? Like, I'd come back to Detroit to visit, and then sometimes I would, like, you know, meet girls back in Detroit while I'm visiting. So I met this one girl, and all of a sudden we was about to go out, and she asked me, so what do you want to do? Now, mind you, I've been in LA now maybe 40 years. I'm back in Detroit, and I'm talking to this chick in Detroit. She's like, so what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. We can go out and get cocktails. And she goes, mixed drinks. I was like, what? She's like, you're a man. Don't say cocktails. Say mixed drinks. Well, I swear to God, man, I completely fucking forgot. I never said cocktails because the word cock is in it. That's how Detroit I was. It's like, I'm a man. You don't say cocktails. Then I fucking completely forgot. I go back to Detroit, macking on this cutie and be like, hey, you want to get some cocktails? And even she was like, ugh, say mixed drinks. We're getting mixed drinks. Fucking LA making me soft, bro. This place is weird, man. You know, like, I don't even understand how it's weird. It's not like Detroit, man. Like, when you're in the Detroit area, when you're in the hood, bro, you know you're in the hood, you know? Like, as soon as you're in the hood, you right away go, oh, this is a mistake. I made a wrong turn. I need to make a U-ey very fast. Bro, LA is not like that. We 3 years ago, I did a video with Brandon and Bricks and a bunch of other comics. We did like a sketch video called Security Officer Coon, where, you know, Brandon Bricks is a black guy who's playing this security guard who only thinks that other black people are the ones that are doing the crime. And then, like, the whole video is just white people doing crime and then some black guy's over there, but then the black fucking security officer thinks the black guy did it. Coon, security officer Coon. So it was fun. It was a fun video that we did. We shot it out where Brandon was, where Brandon lived, okay? Kind of like East LA-ish, whatever. So I went there, and we're fucking shooting with the toy gun. We're playing with a toy gun on the street. Eight cop cars, woo, pull up, fucking helicopter. 16 to 20 cops pull out, guns drawn on us. Like, what? Someone called in that we had a gun. These guys took the fucking shit seriously, man, right? These guys are very professional. After they fucking, like, done frisked us, checked our IDs, ran our fucking shit, made sure that the gun was a toy, boom, they were cool. They were like, guys, next time, call the station, let us know you're going to be shooting here with a fake gun. He goes, we got to take it seriously here because there's a lot of gang violence in this place. It's a lot of gang violence. And I'm like, really? I'm looking around. I'm like, it's a lot of gangs here? He's like, oh, yeah, a lot of gang violence, a lot of shootings against gangs. So I'm not even lying to you, man. He goes, that's why we had to take this thing that seriously. I'm like looking around and he goes, you're in the hood. This police officer is telling me, he goes, you are in the hood. And I'm from fucking Detroit, bro. I'm looking around. I told the cop, I was like, come here. Come here. He comes next to me and I pointed up and I go, you see that right there, bro? That's a palm tree. What the fuck is a palm tree doing in the hood? That's so fucking deceiving. Palm trees, bro? Palm trees. You just gonna have palm trees in the hood? That's how fucking cute your hoods are, bro? Like, I told him, I'm like, I'm from Detroit. This is deceiving. This, I go, when you're in Detroit, you know you're in the hood. We don't fucking give people in the hood in Detroit nice things to look at, like fucking palm trees, bro? When you're in the hood in Detroit, your view, you'll be like eating like a nice meal and then your view is a crackhead taking a shit on another crackhead. These motherfuckers got palm trees, bro. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is the hood. So here in LA, you're just going to let your poor people have palm trees? Like in Michigan, man? People in Michigan travel out of Michigan and they go to places where all they do, like Tariq Salamasi, all they do is they fucking sit around with their shirt off and they look at a palm tree and they go, man, I'm on vacation. I saved up 2 years of fucking my income to come here and stare at that fucking palm tree, man, for 3 days. I get 3 days under that palm tree. That's how we look at fucking palm trees in Detroit, man, in Michigan. That's vacation. And this cop is trying to tell me they got gangs, gang violence. I was like, cuz, gangs? You got the gangs here? Here. What are they fucking mad at, bro? They're on vacation. Fucking beautiful palm trees. I'm like, bitch, you need to uproot these palm trees and get them the fuck out of here so dumb, affluent people like me know to stay the fuck away from this place. You're just going to let your poor people have palm trees, bro. LA's a weird place when you come from a place like Detroit, man. I'm telling you. You really appreciate, like, what L.A. has to offer, man. Like, palm trees, man. Even now, I've been here 8 years. I still look at a palm tree and just go, yeah, palm tree, bro. I'm on vacation. You know? Even this girl. The girl, this one of the first girls I dated out here. She lived in San Pedro, south of L.A. Very blue-collar, poorish, right? They're dock workers. So they live by the docks, you know? So I remember I took this girl on a date. I ended up saving a man's life on the date. I swear to God, I got a picture. She took a picture of it and everything, you know? It was crazy. Like, we were sitting there on this restaurant at Redondo Beach, at the very, very top, there was this restaurant that was like a circle, right? And you could sit anywhere in that restaurant, and no matter where you look, you'd be looking out a window out into the beach or out around the other way, whatever. Well, myself and Sandy got a spot standing right in front of the glass, right? And we're having a good time. We're getting to know each other and everything. And out in front of us is the beach. We can see the beach out in front of us, out in the horizon, like, you know, up ahead, and the pier, right? But directly below us is the roof of the building in front of us that's lower than us. So if you were like looking down, you would see the roof, the smokestacks, the air conditioning compressor, heater thing, everything that you would find on top of a roof of a restaurant or whatever that was over there. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I saw some dude, drunk as fuck. He was wearing khakis and a leather jacket. That's it. He had no shirt underneath. It's like 80 degrees out. This motherfucker's walking around with jackets. That's how people in L.A., bro, in L.A., man, it'd be like 80 degrees and people dress like it's a fucking snow day. This guy had like long hair, right? Only wearing khakis and a leather jacket. And he was like walking and he looked really depressed and drunk. Then he walked to the edge of the roof and started looking down, contemplating jumping. And then he would walk away from it and then he'd pull out his phone and then he'd open up and he was reading some texts or whatever. And then he would look at it and then he would like start like getting really sad and like putting his hand over his head like he was crying, and then he'd walk up to the edge like he's gonna jump, and he got very to the edge and then he contemplated, and I literally was the only one in the fucking restaurant. Other people are seeing this shit, mind you, and I was like, is he trying to jump? And this other guy in front of me, his back to me, didn't even turn. Some fat white dude was just like, yep, think he's going to jump. Nobody was doing anything. I was like, what? So I got up and I started to walk to the waitress to ask her, how the fuck do I get out of there? And I went to go ask her, and she's like, oh, you might have to, let me ask someone. And I kind of froze because I was going to go. And then I froze. I remember I froze because no one else was doing anything. So then I started like debating, do I even need to do this? Because maybe it's not that serious because nobody here is taking it seriously. I'm the only one standing up. Then I was going to go sit down. And then I saw him walk to the edge again. And then I asked the room. I was like, guys, is it just me? Or does it look like that guy's trying to jump off the roof? And one guy gets up and he goes, dude, I think he's trying to jump. I'll go with you. And I was like, that's what's up. So now this other guy, me and him, we go. The girl tells us we have to like get outside this little door, right? And then we have to shimmy around the restaurant. So imagine you're inside the restaurant, this circular restaurant with windows all the way around. And you're just having a drink, trying to enjoy looking at the fucking water. And hopefully this guy jumps and kills himself. And then all of a sudden your view is obstructed by two legs. Because like we're like literally shimmying around the fucking restaurant on the outside. Until we get over the roof of the other restaurant below us. And I was just like, so we jump down. He's still over there. And we ran and we hid behind this low, like, gate, which acted like a wall because it was made out of wood. So when you hide it, like, hid behind it, he couldn't see us. And it was one of those gates that they put around the big giant compressor that runs the whole air blower system for the restaurant below us or whatever. So we hide behind there, and the other guy's on my other side. He sees my tattoo. It says USMC, which means United States Marine Corps. He sees that, and he goes, you're a Marine? And I was like, yeah. He goes, me too. And I was like, hey, that's what's up, bro. Of course, the only two people that actually did anything were Marines. So he goes, hey, man, I'm an off-duty cop. He goes, this is not my jurisdiction here, but we got to try to, like, keep him from the edge of the thing. I'm like, I agree. He goes, at the count of three, he goes, both of us need to jump over this gate, run to him, and the first person to get him, grab him by the jacket and pull him to the center of the roof. There was a smart plan, and you know, just like a good Marine, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, we jump over the thing, fucking run up to the guy. I'm the first one that gets to him, grab him by the jacket, throw him in the middle of the thing. We pin him down. Next thing you know, yeah. Wow. Ah. Fucking everyone was fucking tripping out. The people at the restaurant behind us, the people on the fucking street and the sidewalks, the people over on the fucking pier. Everyone fucking saw this thing go down. We get the guy to fucking relax. He's like, man, fuck you guys, bro. Leave me alone. And then he just fucking like took off and like parkoured back down. He's drunk as fuck. I don't know how he did that. But now he was no longer on the roof. And I was like, hey, man, at least I feel better now, you know, because that was kind of be close. Even if he didn't want to jump, how drunk he was, he could have slipped off, you know. So anyways, we fucking go back inside. And as soon as I get back in the bar, it was shots, 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 shots. Now, this is the first date that I had with this girl, man. Everyone's fucking buying me drinks. Everyone's patting me on the fucking, you know, hey, you guys fucking, yeah, boo. In my mind, I'm like, you fat motherfuckers just sat here, bro. Fucking better get me drunk. Anyways, we were sitting down and Sandy was like, wow, that was impressive. Wow, you fucking blah, 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 blah. And I was drunk, man. I was pretty drunk. And I remember I was like very confident because the date was going great. We were really enjoying each other. And I looked at her and I go, you know we're fucking tonight, right? Straight up. It's like, you know we're fucking tonight, right? And she was like, what? You really think I fuck on the first date? And I was like, yeah. Especially now. Even if you don't now, it's owed to me. If you don't do it, every girl in this place would. I like to have fun. She had a good sense of humor, you know? And yeah, she was like, okay. And we were closer to her where she lived in San Pedro. And she was like, no, you can't come to where I'm at. I'm like, why? She goes, I live in the hood. Like, you really live in the hood? She's like, yeah, I live in the hood. I go, I'm from Detroit. I'm sure it can't be that bad. She's like, okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. It's like, all right. We drive to the place. Now, mind you, I'm only in like LA, in my 2 months in LA. From Redondo Beach to San Pedro, we take these beautiful roads that are just right next to the ocean through beautiful rock formations and canyons and wide open panoramic views of the ocean coming around certain bends. Fucking beautiful drive, man, compared to Detroit. You don't see shit in Detroit, man, when you drive. You don't see beautiful fucking nothing. Then we get into her area. When we start getting into her area, I could tell, not really, that it's not as nice as whatever fucking place we just passed up. But it was still nice. It's fucking palm trees, bro. Then, she, you know, she told me, she goes, I live in the projects. Because you don't understand, I live in the projects. So we get there. She lives in an apartment building. And she can see the ocean. Like, you literally sit in front of her fucking apartment on the balcony. It's like a barracks. It does kind of look project-y-ish, I guess. But oceanfront projects, bro? Oceanfront projects. Telling you, man, LA is cute and it's made me soft. Now I fucking know. I say lovely. I ate kale at one point. Trans women are her, she, they. Fuck, man. I'm telling you, dude. This fucking place made me soft. Well, guys, this has been fun. Took me a second to get wound up at the top, man. Took me a second to get wound up at the top, but I think I came through. This was a fun podcast. I'm really glad I vented on that stupid piece of shit mayor. I am glad that I'm back at working out, and I'm glad that it's making me feel good again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm able to handle all the fucking stupid stressors in my life. Not like before. I was like staying away from the gym. I was losing my fucking mind, bro. One more time, the sleep cocktail. And, definitely do your research first to make sure that this is not going to interfere with anything else you're taking. I remind you, I'm not a doctor. I don't know shit. You should consult your doctor first. But these are, and I'm going to put it in the text chat. These are the things you're supposed to be taking. Magnesium threonate, 300 to 400 milligrams. Apigenin, 50 milligrams. L-theanine, 100 to 400 milligrams. You know? And with that L-theanine, you should be very cautious if you're someone who is a sleepwalker or has night terrors, stuff like that. Be very careful with the L-theanine, apparently. But that magnesium threonate and that apigenin is the one that's supposed to work. It's hard to find apigenin, which is an extract from chamomile, but I did use chamomile drops in replacement of apigenin. I don't know if it really helped or not, but the magnesium and the L-theanine already, I could feel a difference because that magnesium threonate is able to like pass the blood-brain barrier and actually affect the nervous system within the brain. Other magnesiums can't do that. It'll only affect, you know, the nervous system itself, but not in the brain. But magnesium threonate seems to be the one that gets in there. 300 to 400 milligrams. And then that apigenin I got coming in. And I'll give you guys a report on that to see how that's working. But right now, I've been getting an extra hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep that I fucking need thanks to this shit. And I've been like tracking my sleep with a sleep cycle app, which if you're really concerned, if you really want to learn more about your sleep patterns or whatever, I like it because then it just keeps a graph of every day of how you sleep and what you do. It's like an alarm that you can use. It's a very smart alarm where you leave the phone on your bed and it monitors your movements and it knows when to wake you up. It knows to wake you up in between REM cycles because they say that when you wake up in the middle of a REM cycle abruptly, that's when you have a groggy piece of shit day. So you want to be able to wake up softly from coming out of REM cycle. And then this alarm is great too because it's like soft at first. It's like very soft as it wakes you up. So it wakes you up gradually. It doesn't just hit you with a stupid, ridiculous alarm sound, man, which is like terrible for you. And not only that, I use it because it literally will sit on your thing and it'll monitor your sleep. It'll let you know when you was in deep sleep, when you weren't. I saw another friend show me a graph where it actually showed where she coughed. That never happened to me before. So yeah, but put your phone on airplane mode if you have it on your bed, guys, because that radiation is not good for you. All I'm saying is fucking take care of yourselves, bro. Take care of yourselves, guys, girls, theys and thems. Fuck, just take care of yourself. Sleep first is the number one thing. That's the one thing that I really pointed out in this. So I really hope that works for you guys. Magnesium 3-8, apigenin, and L-theanine. All those together seem to knock a motherfucker out. All right, guys, this was a lot longer than I expected. But it was a fun one. I got a little mad there for the right reasons. All right, guys. As always, find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Right now, I got to try to figure out why I can't get on Stitcher. I'm going to have to fix that. And yep, if you see, I'm rolling out those audio shit, you know, pretty often now. So go up there, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star rating, man. You know, especially on Apple Podcasts. Leave a nice review. And I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Love yourselves. Fucking, if you want to get vaxxed, get vaxxed. Not saying, you know, whatever. But fuck de Blasio. Well, I got a call coming through. All right, guys. Deuces.
Public Yemeni number one.